This is Vatican News. Members of the Regional Bishops' Conference of West Africa have issued a statement in which they pledge to work together to combat terrorism. Their vow to promote peace and interreligious brotherhood comes in the heels of a spate of extremist violence against Christians. West African church leaders are calling for unity to counteract the violence perpetrated against Christian churches and communities in the Sahel region and beyond. Burkina Faso and Niger in particular are reeling from a spate of jihadist attacks against Catholics in which at least 10 people, including a priest, have died and churches and Catholic symbols have been destroyed. Meanwhile, gathered in Ouagadougou for their third plenary assembly, bishops of the Regional Episcopal Conference of West Africa said it is together, in synergy, that violence will be overcome and that the people will emerge victoriously. The plenary is taking place in Burkina Faso's capital city until May the 20th. Noting that his brother bishops are present for the meeting despite the current climate of insecurity, the Archbishop of Ouagadougou and President of the Burkina Faso-Niger Episcopal Conference, Cardinal Philippe Ouedraogo, said the presence of the bishops of our sister churches demonstrates the living solidarity between the communities of West Africa and the world. The Lord is here with us, he added, and we will win. Some civil authorities are also present at the meeting. One representative of the Economic Community of West African States praised the church's intention to contribute to peace and social cohesion. This effort, he said, is all the more necessary because terrorists are trying to unleash intermunicipal and now interreligious conflicts. Christians, he said, have been killed for their faith without any other reason by people who have no morals or ethics. I'm Linda Bordoni.